Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting third. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Starr. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Starr. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Danny Murtaugh. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Al Glossop. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Northey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky May. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Melton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rube Melton. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops it up and throws to first, with Melton covering, for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop takes first base on ball four. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glossop moves to second. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is called out on strikes. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Glossop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Northey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rube Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. West settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Warren fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Glossop hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Littwiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0 for 1 in the game. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Glossop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Warren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eaton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-1 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-1 in the game. Starr hits a line drive towards the mound. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Glossop picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Glossop. Eaton throws it away. That's an error on Eaton. May fumbles the ball. That's an error on May. Walker moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Reds. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up towards short. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rube Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. Murtaugh strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Glossop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Glossop hits a pop-up towards third. Ha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littwiler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-2 in the game. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Starr's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Etten hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-2 in the game. Starr bunts towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-2 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Naylor pinch hits for Rube Melton. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ike Pearson now pitching. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey bunts towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tipton for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Benjamin pinch hits for Danny Murtaugh. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Glossop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Glossop reaches second base with a double. Benjamin moves to third. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Littwiller hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Benjamin scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey is 0-for-3 in the game. Northey hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.